Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back again with another program of the Word of God and gospel music. Again, this time on our program, we're going to have with us on this program the Gospel Messengers. And for their first number, they'll be singing How Much More.
If he knows where I've been far from his nest, and he grieves when he sees it die. If he kisses the rose with the morning mist, how much more does he love you? And I, if he cares for me in the open, and caresses each petal with tears, if he acknowledges the tree when the wind makes it near, how much
number. The next number is Please Search the Book Again.
I dreamed that I had died and gone to heaven. I stood just outside the eastern gate, and the man from within said, "Have you been born again? And is your name written in the book of life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday. Please search the book again.
told him of all the deeds that I had done. And I told him about all the trophies I had won. And the man said to me, "Friend, have you been set free? And is your name written in the book of life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go." And then he turned and he left me standing there. I knew it was too late now for prayer. Oh, my sinner friend, if you want to make it in, then your name must be in the book of life. Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. To church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go.
Next number, "I Came on Business for the King."
Oh, I
Now the next number that they have is I Forgive.
Like the woman brought to Jesus, who was taken in her sin, I was so ashamed of what I'd done and where I had been. Well, justice called for payment, that's more than I could give. But mercy smiled upon me, saying, I forgive. Those sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. The same sin was wiped away and I could live. Well, like the part we told about a mansion he would steal. But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. You know he's a cleansing one, in his arms he'll hold you, you've just begun to live. When you hear him gently whisper, I forgive. Oh, sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. This sinner's sin was wiped away and I could live. Well, like the bard Bray told about a mansion he would give. But sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. Sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. This sinner's sin was wiped away and I could live.
Well, like the part where he told about a mansion he would give.
But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive.
Oh, I like
the part where he told about a mansion he would give. But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive, I forgive.
There are beautiful words, I forgive. The next number, Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven. I love
beautiful singing by the Gospel Messengers, and we sure hope today that you've enjoyed them as they've sang to you and sang some very beautiful numbers. And I might at this time say that Miss Lois White, a member of this group, has been afflicted and ill for some time, and she's a person that we thank a very lot of, and we've really enjoyed the program today. And the part of the singing, we sure want to dedicate it to her, because they have done a beautiful job in singing. We turn now to the Word of God, and for the time that we have left, and I'd like for us to consider the Lord and the purpose. You know, a lot of people don't feel like that God is healing today, but God is still as powerful as he ever was, as he walked with his apostles, and many works that he did, great works that he did, and even at many times that he would refer the apostle to the very work's sake, the work that he did. This was a proof, and the things that he was doing to bring forth the light of God, that people might realize that there is a power, an unseen power, a power of God that people could count on, could go to at many, many times in their lives. And this, at this time, we want to go to the scripture, and I'll be reading from the 14th chapter of St. John, and probably some of the 15th chapter as we get into it, because we're going to talk today about the Lord and the privileges that God has given us, and how that we can commune with God, and how that we need to. Beginning at the 13th verse, and he said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, in one place, he told us, he said, if you'll keep my commandments, ask what you will. It'll be granted to you. This is a promise from the Lord and Savior that walked here on earth. Beginning at the 16th verse now, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be with you." So he set forth a promise, and promised to these people that they had not received at this time, but for the works that he was doing, was proving up and showing up that there was a life that people could live in this life, walking with Christ. Now listen at the 18th verse. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." So you see, friends, Christ left here some 2,000 years ago as he lived here, but the spirit of him is continuing. It's continuing to this day to live with people, those people that are willing to sacrifice the things of this life and to live for him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." So, you see, friends, the Lord is coming to people, and this is the way that they know him, is by the Spirit of God coming and dwelling with them. And they will keep his commandments. They'll strive to live the Word of God. They'll strive to do that God has required of them in this life. And if we love the Lord, and we love him as children should love their parents, and even greater because he is a God, the greatest that's ever been born in the world, then, my friends, today we have an unction from God. We have a help from God, and he's there with us. I heard a testimony one time from a sister, as she testified that she knew that the Father had got back home all right, knew that he had got to heaven all right, because of the promise that he had said. He said that he'd go to the Father, and he said if he went to the Father, he would send us a comforter, and she had received this comforter. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The 27th verse, peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let's go hence. So today there's a requirement of people in this world to serve God. There's a requirement and a way to know. We realize today that no man, there's no man or woman living today in this world without God that could live for God. We must have the Comforter. We must have the Spirit of God within us. If we don't have the Spirit of God with us, there's no way in the world for us to serve God. I've tried it, and many other people tried it. But that Spirit comes that it might walk, that it might direct people. And as I mentioned to this sister's testimony, it was heard a different time, no doubt, that she knew the Father had gone back to glory, knew that he had got back home because the Comforter he had promised her had come. Now, you say, Brother Willard, how do we know this? As I've mentioned to you so many times, as they received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came unto them, and when it came witnessing back to the Father by speaking in tongues. And this is a way to know. But when this comes, there's also a fruit that comes with it. And when this fruit comes, and it's there, it must be kept in our lives, and it must be built upon. And we'll deal just a little bit with it. I'm going to turn just for a few verses, starting it in the 5th chapter of Galatians and the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So then, this that I have just read is the fruits, are the fruit that the Lord is expecting from his people. And this today would be my question to anyone that might be listening to me today on this program, is to consider yourself. Consider first, has Christ come into your life? Have you felt the witness or the evidence of the Spirit of God in your life to you as the Holy Ghost was given? If it has, then this fruit that I just read to you out of the 5th chapter of Galatians, it's beginning at the 22nd verse, this fruit will be in your life. And you will not be desirous of vainglory. You'll be a person that's looking for that Christ would be pleased with. You'd be a person that's devoting your life to the life of Christ, to the way of God. And with these things in your life, you're going to have joy in your life. One time, I believe as the Lord was talking to his disciples, as he had appointed them, he had sent them out. I believe about 70 of them went out, and no doubt preached Christ and no doubt that preached of the powers and of that that they'd seen Christ do and that through Christ had been done. And they came back rejoicing to the Lord and told him, said, Lord, spirits are cast out in thy name. People are being made well in thy name. People are actually different diseases in thy name. And they were rejoicing. And the Lord told them, said, rather that you rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is where our joy should be, that our landing after this life, the joys of heaven will be ours, the peace of God, to live there with Christ and God. Oh, how wonderful it will be in that day for that man and that woman that can serve God and serve Him in this condition, serve Him as children of God. But my friends, today, there's no way of making this landing if we don't serve God and serve Him and be the light, and be the light that He was in this world. Someone said, oh, Brother Willard, there's no way this can be done. Bless your heart with Christ in your life, with Christ in a man or any man and woman's life, with Him in their life, this life can be lived because Christ lived it before us. And when He sent His comforting Spirit back, He sent it back that it might direct men into righteousness and into goodness. So today, my friend, there's a way, as I've talked on this program all the way through, there's a way that a man can live right, and there's a way that a person will fail God. And sure as there's one way to travel, there's another one, because Satan is going up and down the earth. He's seeking whom he may devour. He'll destroy you. But let me today beg you to come to the kingdom of God. Come to the blessings of God. Come to the birth of Christ. Be born again in this way, in this life, because Christ has commanded it of every man and woman. Let's read just a little bit now about the fruit and the value of it and why Christ said it had to be there. He said, I am the vine. This is the 15th chapter of St. John. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So then we must be purged, and Christ is the only one that can do it. And the only way that we can do it is by connection through the Spirit of God with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now let's go on. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I want you to get this thought, that the man and woman that will get to go to glory, the man and woman that gets there will abide in the Lord. In Him there's no darkness. In Him there's no sin. In Him there's nothing but just the light and the loveliness and the goodness of God. And I pray, God, today that there's people out there that's listening to me that will hear me today. There's one way to God, and that's through the birth of Jesus Christ, as it came to the people on the day of Pentecost, as it came at the house of Cornelius. And if a man and woman can make this landing and get in touch with God, they have the privilege to bear fruit for the Lord. Now, I'm not near through with this subject, and no doubt I'll deal with it in my next one. And if you'll continue to follow me, I'd like for you to listen. There is a way to know how that you're living for God. There's a way to know that God is in your life and that He's pleased with you. We must close for this time, but tune with us next week and stay with us, because we'll try to continue in this and on the fruit that we must bear for the Lord. May God bless you until the next time. We've enjoyed being with you, and our prayers are for you.